This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Right. Hey there, Vinny.
Hey. So, yeah, I'm broadcasting from California Adventure. So if you've got friends down here and they're coming to the park today, tell them to come by and say, hey, we're all boothed up. We're right along. Did you say it was Hollywood Boulevard, Sarah?
Hollywood Lane, maybe?
Lane?
One of those.
Okay.
Ask Michelle. She
yeah,
knows.
Somebody told us last week. Was it Michelle
Hollywood
who told
Land?
Us?
Hollywood Land?
Oh. Hollywood Land?
Yeah. Well, oh, okay. We're right at the base of the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which shoots way up into the sky, so you can definitely find me easily. So we're here broadcasting live, and super cool. A typical Disney, like, everything's perfect.
Right. They
Absolutely.
Know how to do everything.
Yeah,
hey, Vinny, Michelle's been posting on our Instagram, Alice973 Instagram, and she's also doing stories, so people can take a look at that. What we really want to see is have her do one with you broadcasting. Like, we want to see what your
table
I'd
love to see the
and
setup.
What the setup looks like.
Yeah. Oh, okay. She heard you. So,
cool.
Yeah, I'm DJing as we speak.
Yeah.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Nugget Markets. You know, you just reminded me because, you know, the iconic Hollywood sign. Did you hear they're coming? I guess there's traffic problems up there.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, people get up there and it's, you know, you're not even supposed to get up toward the sign. It can be
right.
very dangerous. They're talking about building another sign.
Oh, to bring traffic, traffic over there.
Yeah, to alleviate some of the traffic. Like, they'd put it someplace where it was a little bit easier to access.
So they would take down that one?
No, they're talking about leaving that one and building one on the other side of the hill.
Oh.
I guess looking into the valley, isn't that what's on the other side of that hill?
Yeah, I mean, who's going to sponsor that?
I don't know. Maybe they
well,
charge you to go.
Well, maybe the homeowners who are currently
uh-huh.
being overrun by the photography
yeah.
or the selfie people are like, we'll pay for the thing. Just redirect traffic over there.
Yeah, I don't
Make
know.
Make it a ride. Serve
oh
drinks.
My God, that's
do
so
anything.
Funny. Well, they could certainly pick a place with easier access. I don't know if this is going to be the solution, but I guess they're looking at ways to alleviate the traffic that heads up to that thing.
Hey, Sarah, I know that you had already, we've already spoken a lot about the Academy Awards,
yeah.
which happened last night. But as I was making my way through the paper, I wanted to ask you, and maybe you're not the best person to ask about fashion and style.
I'm not, just for the record. but ask me anyway. I'm sure I'll come up with something.
but I'm looking at all the different gowns and a lot of them, like Margot Robbie is just... She might be the most stunning woman on earth.
But isn't Margot Robbie the one who's wearing, like, Christmas ornament? It almost looked like, you know, what is
tinsel.
That stuff?
Tinsel.
Yeah, what's that is... But it comes in long strings, like garlands of... You know what I'm talking
oh,
about?
Right. Yeah, well, that's... I'm looking at it right now, yeah.
I didn't love her dress. She's gorgeous.
She is unbelievable.
She's spectacular.
Allison Williams looked great in some big long gown, but the one that I stuck on is Saoirse Ronan or whatever, however you say her name.
Saoirse, yeah.
I thought you were supposed, when you get those roots coming through on your hairdo, aren't you, isn't that a bad thing?
I don't know
No, because now they do the ombre where, someone correct me if I'm wrong because I don't do the ombre. Either it starts from dark to light or the reverse ombre.
Yeah, but hers
dark.
Wasn't blended like that. I know what you're talking about,
it's,
where they sort
yeah.
of drag it down. No, she had a sharp line of roots.
It's oh. black roots right down the middle. Her hair's parted in the middle. There are black roots, and then it's blonde after about an inch and a half, and then it's blonde all the way down. And I'm looking at it thinking, her gown, she killed. She's, well... Maybe you don't like the pink gown or whatever, but she went out on a limb, and I think she looks great. But I looked at the hairdo and thought, maybe the kids know.
What'd
is that
you,
a is
yeah,
that a thing?
Yeah, maybe. You're right. I am the wrong person to ask, because I did notice that, and I thought to myself, that has to be intentional.
Totally intentional.
Because otherwise, she would have just got her roots done.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
You know, it is the Academy Awards.
I thought that would be the thing you run out and do right before you get your, you know.
You make a day
The Botox in the hair, yeah.
I skipped the roots thing.
Is that just like, you know, the lazy among us? Because, listen, everybody, I'm sure if you're looking at the looking glass right now, you can see my skunk stripe going down the middle of my hair. I have the reverse of what Saoirse Ronan has going on. But that is a full-on lazy thing, and I'm wondering if they're trying to make that hip just because then they can go every 10 weeks instead of every 4 weeks.
All right.
To pay all that money and sit in that chair all day. Oh, God, that's the thing about coloring your hair. It's, if you do it at a salon,
it is
like,
a thing.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. How long is this going to take?
Hi, you guys.
Do you have some listeners there?
Yeah, some listeners
oh,
just
good.
Stopped. Hey, we listen to them every morning.
Yay!
Michelle's jumped up to run interference.
You were a MASH fan, yeah?
Me? I like MASH, but it got really bogus. Like, the Frank was great. The early years were really good.
Yeah.
But it got kind of bunk at the end. I was off it pretty early.
Do you remember
Charles Winchester III kind of sucked.
Oh, you would have to say that
today.
You would
have to say him specifically, wouldn't
Why?
You?
Why? Well, wait, did he die?
He did.
Oh, come on!
Oh, Vinny!
You don't tip me off to that. What the heck?
I actually, it's so funny. I loved Charles on that show. I just thought, because he was such a bitter pill.
Very
right?
much.
You didn't think Frank was way better, though?
Frank was fine. For me, he was a totally different character. Like, I didn't feel like Winchester was replacing Frank.
Right. He was just another guy coming in. David Ogden Steers is his name in real life. He died of bladder cancer on Saturday.
Mm. Oh, come on!
He was 75. He got a good run in there. The role of Charles Emerson Winchester on MASH earned him
the third.
You're right. earned him 2 Emmy nominations, and he later got a third from a miniseries called The First Olympics, Athens, 1896. He didn't win any of them. He just got nominated for them. But here's just a small chunk of him on MASH.
At any moment, a wounded soldier could come in here truly needing my services. And what am I doing? I am treating some leather brain who literally decided to have a ball. I will show him some Halloween spirit.
That sort of sums him up. Not in a good mood, you know.
Yeah.
Well, as a person, he was in a fine mood.
Does the story say anything about him coming out gay, finally?
It does. It mentions that he came out of the closet in 2009.
Sounded like it was so painful for him. Like, unfortunately, he had to wait so long.
I know. How sad that only 10 years ago he actually came out.
Yeah, that's the first I'm hearing of him being gay right now.
Yeah. If this is sort of interesting. He went to a few high schools, but as a freshman, he was at Urbana High School in Illinois, and one of his classmates was Roger Ebert.
Oh.
Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. I thought that was sort of interesting.
Well, now I know why I never bought his love affair with Hot Lips, because that wasn't happening, honestly. Did you believe that?
Well, Frank was having an affair with Hot Lips, not
No,
Charles.
Frank was the original, but I thought Charles was into her, too.
No. I don't think so.
All right.
But
Hot Lips Houlihan?
Oh, because didn't Hot Lips get married to Donald?
I don't remember. You know what? I don't.
I guess I know too much about it.
Remember all of that. Do you watch
it in reruns? Charles was trying to make time with Hot Lips. I do.
Funny. Well, I bet he was trying, maybe. Yeah. I mean, wasn't she was the only hot chick there.
Yeah, there's a couple other hot nurses that the other two,
Hawkeye and
she
BJ.
She was the one.
Was it BJ Honeycutt?
It was.
That correct.
Yep.
There was another guy that was one of them.
I wanted to get to this Elton John story. Last week, Elton John got whacked in the face with some beads that were thrown on stage. I guess what he's been doing is bringing up a bunch of audience members to get on stage and dance. And it must be toward the end of the show, I guess, Saturday
Maybe
night's all right
he didn't
for fighting.
Do that. When I saw him in Vegas, he didn't do it that particular show.
Well, when he plays Saturday night, he brings up a bunch of people and they get to be dancing on the stage and they can use their cameras and whatever. So some do. It's not been going well. He got the face full of beads. Mm-hmm. And then this guy... this past Thursday, I guess in the end...
I saw this video. Have you seen it yet?
No, but he storms off stage.
Yeah, he does.
And waits until security removes this guy. So the story I've got here is that the guy's touching him and playing the piano, like banging on the piano next to him.
So he really does bring way too many people up on the stage with him. So first of all, it was bound to be a problem. I don't know why he thought everyone was going to behave themselves in an right. age where someone will walk right up and do a selfie without asking, you know?
Right.
You're behind me, I'm doing a selfie, and the you're now in my photo. So you had to expect that wasn't going to go well. But this person can be seen reaching over and touching him while he's trying to sing. And at some point, yes, he just gets up and walks off. And he's so chubby and cute with his wig and his glamorous
mad.
Outfit.
He's mad, Elton.
Well, he did. He totally storms out.
You can see him saying F off to the guy a couple of times. Like, bugger off, buddy.
So the person taking the video that I saw, after the stage goes dark and then everyone goes and lights up like it's over and people are sort of walking off the stage all sad, the person's like, that guy screwed it up for everyone.
Well, he did. Elton did come back on and finish the show, but he told the crowd, no more coming on stage on Saturday night. You effed it up.
Yep.
Over the weekend, he said, a fan put his hands on the piano keys while I was playing. He continued to do so even after I asked him to stop. He then proceeded to reach over the piano and try to take pictures, completely disrupting the performance. I bring fans on stage every evening when we play Saturday night in the set. It's always a lovely part of the show where I get to meet them, shake their hands, have them right there with me while I play. They've always been very courteous to the fact that we're in the middle of playing a song live. This guy was rude, disruptive, and had no care or respect for our show, so I let him know how I felt, and then I left the stage until they had him removed. He didn't say if he's serious about not having people on anymore, but it does seem like that would be the smarter choice.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, I have a couple stories. I've got that in vitro story I wanted to get to, noisy kid at a movie theater, the instant pot, and more after the
radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:35 Monday morning. Vinny is down at Disneyland. We're going to head there in just a second. First, this part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Don't forget this Saturday night. Or I guess it's Sunday morning. We spring forward.
Right.
The time change is happening. It's right around the corner. This time next week, it'll be 9:30 already in the morning. Right now, it's only 8:30. Time change this weekend. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/freshbayjobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Hey there, Vinny.
Hey, so listen, everyone. I am located right now in California Adventure, right near the Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout ride. I've got Mikey with me here to talk about what's new in the park.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, good morning. Have you been on Guardians of the Galaxy Mission
Breakout? I have.
Breakout?
It's excellent.
How many times?
I went on it twice.
Okay.
And I really do. We were laughing this morning on the walk over here, actually, about that ride because it gives you that like, that dropout ride.
Myself.
Yeah. Oh! And yet, right after it's over, you're all, God, that was so fun.
And you want to get back in line. Yeah. I just did it on Saturday, wrote it, and I was like, I got to get back in line. So do you remember what song you had? Because there's six different songs, and each song has its own different adventure that goes with it. So
I don't.
Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar. There's Brain Love by Elvis Presley. The King of Rock and Roll is in a Disney attraction, which is incredible. Give Up the Funk by Parliament. There is I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf. So there's all these different things. Songs, and there's a different adventure. So sometimes Star-Lord may have a monster that's wrapped around him, or maybe it's Drax who's punching one, or there's anti-gravity because Baby Groot hit the button, and so you're kind of in a free-fall state.
Yeah, when
so
you start
to go multiple times
dropping out, though, some of the details get blurry as you're falling, rising and falling at such a rate. So we're right there broadcasting this morning as the sun is coming up here over Disneyland. It's excellent morning, a great time to be here. We're so stoked. Tell us some of the other new stuff going on, because one of the big things is this, and I know it's not till next year, but they're working on Star Wars Land or whatever it's going to be called.
Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is going to be 14 acres, and it's incredible, but I'm going to give you a little tip. If you want to see some of it right now, This is for anybody. You need to go on Star Tours. The Adventures Continues, because there's a planet that you visit. The second one, it's from The Last Jedi, the movie. So it's an epic battle on the planet of Crait. But the final planet where it drops you off is called Batuu. And Batuu is the name of the planet for Galaxy's Edge that you're going to be able to experience in 2019. So it's your first exclusive look at it and see what kind of creatures are going to be there, what kind of droids. Oh. And it's truly incredible. I think maybe the first time that you get to see something in attraction that you're going to be able to walk through later on down the road.
That is so cool. So the other thing real quick, because we're already out of time. It goes so fast.
Oh, my goodness.
Main Street is blocked off right now, and there's something happening behind the walls. Can you tell us, or is that a secret?
No, it's not a secret at all. We are just replacing the tracks on there so it looks beautiful. It hasn't been done since opening day in 1955.
No,
we have this incredible
really?
New technology that's letting us happen, so it should be done pretty soon.
Okay.
But just to make it look so beautiful, we have some new brickwork too for our horses, the trolley car. It just, yeah.
So for the parades that happen down Main Street, cool.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to have the Pixar Play Parade over there in April. So Pixar Fest is happening. There's just so much. You have to go to Disneyland.com to see all the details.
Right on. That's Mikey, everyone. Thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And Vinny, right now, Alice wants you to get more happy with a visit to Disneyland Resort.
Thanks,
you can
buddy.
Get more laughs, more Appreciate memories, it. And more fun. Right now, we'll take caller number 97-800-400-3697. You'll win a four-pack of two-day one-park Disneyland Resort tickets, and you'll be in the running for our grand prize getaway to the Disneyland Resort for four. You can go hang out with, well, Vinny won't be there, but you can go hang out where Vinny was broadcasting from if you win our grand prize. So that is, there's three chances today. Right now, 800-400-3697, also at 1130 and 430.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Mickey.
Oh, thanks, Mick.
Aww.
Oh, boy. By the way, just so you guys, if you've been hearing this stuff happening, we're right under the speaker. I've even considered if I could climb this pole
and just turn
aim
the thing
it another direction. But I do have a handler nearby at all times.
To keep you off the walls?
Well, yeah, I haven't been able to shake her at all. So we're just going to broadcast through the sounds that you hear in the background.
And
no worries.
She did put up a really cute picture of Vinny sitting at his broadcast area at Alice973 Instagram. It's an adorable picture. Actually, there's a few cute ones because there's one with you in the cable car as well. And
so the morning started out kind of chilly, and now the sun is up, and it's warm.
Oh,
it's
going
to be a nice day. You may hear the wind in the background. That's also come up. My stories disappear, I'll just make things up.
That sounds fun.
So I'm going to begin with this one. As you know, people are very into their movies, and it's super important to them when they have a minute to go see a flick that they get to enjoy it, and you don't want people making noise or kicking
right.
your chair. A 25-year-old woman named Carrie Carmen went to see Star Wars The Last Jedi at a theater in Long Island, New York. She got annoyed when someone in the theater asked for some popcorn and spoke at full volume. So she grabbed a bag of popcorn and dumped it on him.
Oh.
The important detail is the person she was angry at was a 2-year-old kid.
Oh, that's not helpful. You're not helping, lady.
The little girl's mom claimed she wasn't being loud in general. She just said the word popcorn a little too loud, and Carrie flipped out.
What movie was she at where there's a 2-year-old? Was this a kid's movie?
It was Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Oh.
Which isn't a kid's movie, is it?
Not really, although I suppose, you know, maybe your 2-year-old's a huge Star Wars fan, I guess.
You know, actually, the volume in those...
Very loud.
It's so loud that that's the thing I would have expected, is to the kid would be scared by it.
Well, right, and it's, you know, there's actually quite a little plot going on there. Like, it's not laid out simply like a kid's movie might be.
So first she started yelling and swearing, and then apparently
she's just an angry lady.
She flipped the kid off.
Flipped the kid off?
Yeah.
That's helpful in the dark.
Dumped popcorn on her and hit her in the head with the empty container.
Oh.
Now this happened back in January, but Carrie just got arrested on Friday for endangering the welfare of a child. She's claiming it's all a lie that the popcorn spilled when the kid's mother pushed her. So now we've got a fight in the movie theater.
Well, at least, I don't know, I can't find a silver lining in this. I was thinking, well, that keeps it interesting, but maybe I went there to see something interesting on the screen and not the... Although, if I was sitting nearby, I certainly would have been riveted to that.
You don't think you would have stood up for the kid?
Well, the mom's right there. I'm going to let the mom stand up for the kid. It's not like the lady's, you know, got a knife out or anything.
And if she's crazy enough to do that.
Right.
Lord knows what
she's
crazy
enough to do. Stay away from the angry lady.
And she looks very angry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture. A white lady, dark hair with really intense eyes. And the dude she's with, same thing. They actually... Don't the eyes look a little crazy on both of them?
You know what? I got to say, I'm looking at the picture now, Vinny. She looks like Adele Dazeem. And he looks like, I don't know, your angry gym teacher.
Well, wait, isn't Adele Dazeem hot?
Yeah, but like if she wasn't as hot, like she has the same kind of face. But like, and also kind of crazy eyes.
Yeah. Okay. They kind of look like they're on something nice.
Yeah, they do look like
big eyes
on something.
And just like intense stare.
Yeah.
Weirdly, I've only just recently become familiar with the Instant Pot. It's a thing.
Instant Pot?
What Instant Pot.
Oh, this is the... It's like a little mini pressure cooker kind of slope.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's a pressure cooker.
We are blowing away here. This is awesome.
I did just hear some thundery wind.
Did you hear that wind? Yeah. Like, stuff is just flying off the table. Bye.
There's nothing here for wind. You guys are... You're in the thick of it.
Anyway, these Instant Pots are huge. I know that the missus was always looking for some new fast way to make dinner. And she'd heard about the Instant Pot and asked for one for her birthday. And her sister sent her one, and it came used.
Oh, that's right.
Weird.
Open up this box from Amazon, and there's, like, somebody else's food in this thing.
It's remnants of a meal that had been cooked in the Instant Pot that she'd been gifted. So she's sending that back. We have not tried it yet, but these things are huge. And this story is about a guy named David Murphy from New Jersey. He figured out how to make wine with his Instant Pot.
Wine?
He took a combination of Welch's grape juice, sugar, red wine, yeast, and they say here, a bunch of thyme. It took him 48 hours of cooking his juice on the Instant Pot's yogurt low heat setting. He had to vent the carbon dioxide buildup every 6 to 8 hours and then let the stuff sit for 8 days.
Mm. And but how was it?
He says it was an extremely pleasant table wine with hints of dark cherries and raw chocolate, and it was all worth the effort. And he made it in his Instant Pot.
That's...
I can't believe John's not on the Instant Pot yet.
Yeah, no, John's a full-on slow cooker. Like, I come home, and he's already set that up. Like, he...
The crock pot.
The long-term, all-day crock pot. I know, I got to figure out this Instant Pot. I was thinking maybe that would be a good birthday present for him, too.
Do you need another gadget in your kitchen?
We really don't. Mm. You know, the kitchen's pretty packed full of crap.
Yeah.
That kitchen's about ready to be redone, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's been three, four years. I should probably tear that thing out.
Honestly, the yard's just about there. Based on the photos you posted online, by the way, the Instagram posting, keep it up. It's wonderful.
I'm never going to be able to maintain that.
It's so nice to see your world happening outside of the workplace.
Did you like my pictures from the dump?
I like the pictures from the dump. I like your family had breakfast at Berkeley and somewhere in Berkeley, and we got to see all your shoe choices for the day.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that one.
I didn't realize that peacock was from the dump.
Yeah.
I guess maybe I didn't read the caption.
There's this dump in San Rafael. It's the dump. And on your, like right at the entrance to it, if you take a right instead of going straight into the dump, there's a place where they have pigs and chickens and like 10 peacocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I always go there. And, like, you know, sometimes you might have something you can feed the pigs or whatever. And it's super fun. I mean, you know, if you're into that kind of thing. But who doesn't want to look at gorgeous peacocks? There had to be 6 fully plumed male peacocks there. I was waiting for one of them to open up their fan, the tail thing.
You sure?
They didn't do it, though.
Don't you just have to wink at them?
Yeah, it's a flirty thing, right, Ben?
I don't know. I mean,
they're kind of scaredy. I think, you know, probably they get chased by kids a lot.
Mm. But isn't the whole peacock, like, when they spread their big thing, isn't that?
Yeah, it's like a mating ritual thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was what, you know, they use that term for men who are all.
Yeah, puffing out their chest.
Yeah, and chesty or whatever.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not hot enough anymore. The peacocks aren't that into me. Couldn't get a rise out of a peacock.
Just
you're at Disneyland. So, yeah, that's on my Instagram at Clarky Clark. But you can just go to Alice973, and Alice follows all of us, and so we're on there. You'll find us. But
this
please follow us
in.
All.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh, what's happening? Everything okay?
Sarah, you are not the parent of a millennial.
Yeah,
we have the official born on date for millennials.
Okay, you know, give it to us.
That term is now being used for anyone younger than the person saying it.
Right.
You know, they just throw that out there, but it's born between 81 and 96.
Yeah.
That's a millennial.
Because it has to do with when you come of age or something. Like if you turn into a teenager in the first decade, you're a millennial.
So it puts you at 22 to 37. You're in the millennial window.
So we do have, I think how old is Vaughn? And we have at least one millennial on the show, and that would be
28. Are you Vaughn? 28? Yes, he's 28.
Does Soleil count?
How old is Soleil?
How old are you?
She might have just missed it. I think she's like 19 or 20. Oh no, she's older than we thought she was, right?
Maybe she's in college.
Well, we have at least one, Vinny. I think two.
Well, there you go. And they say here that they haven't officially named the next group of young punks coming up, so there is no other name.
Maybe they won't merit a name. Who knows?
I'm sure they're going to be great. We need to encourage them. They're going to pay for our Social Security in 20 years.
We need them
Come
to work
on.
And make good right. money. Yep. Max that thing out.
let me just check my time here real quick.
Okay. By the way, people are texting saying that John would love the Instant Pot. It takes the place of your slow cooker.
I'm
saying.
Telling you, people love these things, and they're all the rage. I don't know why there isn't more conversation about them, but
Vinny,
I guess we're in the early stages of the Instapot takeover.
Yeah, and there's like different sizes you can get. But remember, you did that story a couple weeks ago that some of the brands are catching fire.
Yes.
So I guess you want to read all about that before you purchase one.
Make sure you get the ones that don't flame.
Are there
up.
Yeah. different brands
yeah.
of Instapot? Oh.
Instapots, yeah.
Oh, so they're like a whole thing. It's yeah. a whole different
Just
category.
Like different brands of crock pots.
Sure. Oh, or crock pot is in
pants.
Its own?
Well, like crock pot is a thing, but you can buy different brands.
Okay. I thought crock was the one. They were slow cookers.
Slow cooker, got it.
Right.
All right.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Nobody owns Instant Pot, though, I guess. Hey, I have another text here, Vinny. 408 says, cracking up because I'm watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and they are at Kokari.
Yeah.
Oh, people were texting me about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that where... They were at Kokari yesterday?
Well, they were on the show, on their show.
That must
they
have been
were
months
there,
ago.
Like, 2 months ago, yeah.
They were here in San Francisco and doing like a tour around Alcatraz and
Yeah, and they
Kokari.
Had dinner there.
Yeah.
It was.
Did you? Were you there when they were there?
I wasn't,
there
no.
And they didn't give you a media alert?
What?
No, I knew that they were going to be there. I just had to kind of keep it on the DL, but it was an S. Like, I saw the pictures afterwards. It was insane, and like there were cameras everywhere. They were at that table that we usually get right next to the fireplace.
Big table, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, some people loved it. Some people were like, "Oh my God, the Kardashians are here."
That's exciting to know you're at a place where the Kardashians are at.
Is it
like
though?
That.
What if they asked you to sit with them, Musette?
Oh, you totally go sit with them. Stop
She's
it!
Like,
Don't
well,
even think about it. I'd be like,
"Yeah,
I'll go sit with you."
I mean, I guess I would to have a story for you guys.
Yeah,
for sure.
Thank you.
But like, I'd be sitting there trying not to curl my upper lip the entire time and squish my nose.
You know what? You stop it. You love that show. You watch
I
it all the
hate
time.
Hate that
stop.
Show.
You love Khloé.
I have not watched Keeping Up with Kardashians in forever. Like, it takes. Yeah! Is that Michael?
Yeah,
Michael
he hates
said
something.
He hates the Kardashians. God, I cannot stand them. They're so whiny. I can't watch that show anymore. I just can't.
That is so funny.
When was the last time you watched it?
A year ago, maybe more. I mean, I do like Khloé, and if I run
Thank
past
you.
That that show with taking the weight off kind of thing, Revenge Body.
Revenge Body with Khloé Kardashian.
You're not mad at Courtney, though, are you?
Mad at Courtney? No.
So Courtney's cool.
Are you mad at Kim?
Are you mad at Kim? Is that what it is?
It's not that I'm mad at them, you guys. It's just like, they're
you just
so
said you
annoying.
Hate him. I mean, that's a little...
Are you annoyed by
did
Kim?
Did I say that? Yes, I am. But yeah, Hooman, if they someone asked me to sit at the table with them for a story, I would absolutely do that.
How about just...
Right? Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
That would be.
How about just for the food and the company?
And as a matter of fact, there was a clip on TMZ that said Courtney called Chloe a pregnant whore because they got into a fight while they were on the boat around Alcatraz.
Oh, my God.
Stupid, huh?
All right, you want to squeeze something else in here, Vinny?
I think I'm out of time.
Vinny, right. Do you have a thank you list?
I do have a thank you list. Is this my last break?
Yeah,
then?
This is your last break.
All right. So I want to, first of all, I just want to thank you guys for, I know it's probably not as easy to broadcast with the sounds of marching bands.
That's kind of has its charm.
And wind blowing and more. But thank you for putting up with
we
have had a blast from here. So I've been enjoying Disney's hospitality. It's so fun to be here.
And you're spending the whole day in the park, right?
We are.
Awesome.
In fact, we are going to get more autographs from princesses.
Oh, boy.
I want to thank Lisa Whaley, Disneyland Relationship Marketing Director, Disney Engineering for putting together the broadcast. It's been flawless. They're awesome.
Yep.
Eduardo Orozco, Adam Brown, and Mikey Trujillo, who was also on with us, and he was a last-minute fill-in for Alexa, for the lady that...
Someone else.
Oh, yeah. Man, you said it.
Everybody's stuff up.
Hey, a couple other people, Vinny, we should add on there that I don't think are on your list is Brian, our engineering department. Brian, Chuck, and Dave are all here in case we ran into an issue. We want to thank Michelle, who served as your producer on site. Rebecca Crosby put this together, as well as Denise St. Louis, and of course, Michael Martin.
Right. Yeah, no, we've had the best time out here, and I'm going to continue it when we finish the broadcast. Do you have any texts you want to read to me, or are we out of time?
We're pretty much out of time at this point.
All right, then, you guys. I hope you have a good one. I'll catch you back at home as soon as we land.
All right,
you too,
Vinny. Have a great time there. Off you go into the wild, the wilds of the Magic Kingdom.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.